This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
The Pope is due to arrive in Madrid later this week, but already tens of thousands of pilgrims have started to arrive in the city to celebrate World Youth Day. Those expecting a solemn, quiet affair in the Spanish capital over the next few days might be more than a little surprised. Guy Hedgecoe reports.
It's not every day that you see Slovakians strolling through the streets of Madrid singing hymns, but for this group, and most Catholics, the Spanish capital is the centre of the world for the next few days, as it hosts World Youth Day celebrations and a visit from the Pope.
I'm from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Brendan Lindsay. Here to celebrate World Youth Day, meet the Pope and mix in with a lot of international pilgrims from all over the world.
This is Brendan's third World Youth Day. He and the group of Australian pilgrims have come to Madrid via Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's more like a big party than probably the usual thing people would expect Catholics to be doing. Yeah. But, very happy, joyful and safe party for lots of young people. So it's good to come together and see so many other young Catholics all being happy.
The Pope arrives on Thursday for a four-day visit, and over a million pilgrims are expected to come to Madrid this week. Secular groups and even some Catholic organisations have criticised the whole event due to the special treatment being given to the Pope, the cost of the celebrations, and also because traffic in the centre of the city is being diverted for a week. But the Catholics who are converging on Madrid seem to feel welcome here. Cristian Matalatala has come to Spain with a 40-strong group from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He's impressed by what he's seen so far.
A beautiful sun, a beautiful energy, and the atmosphere is very, very good.
So as World Youth Day celebrations get underway, things seem to be going smoothly. Or do they?
There are some things that we have to struggle through.
Yes.
Like the lights not working in our hotel room.
Yes, and I have to sleep on a pull-out bed in the hotel room.
Sarah Klotz and Nicole Baravsky are both 16 and from the United States. For Sarah, it's her first time abroad. But despite the discomfort, they have high hopes of the next few days.
We're part of a youth group, and we do so many things with our youth group. And I'm really hoping that World Youth Day is going to be like that, because it's just so much fun. Like, there's singing, there's chanting, and there's just a lot of fun stuff.
Sarah's expectations look like coming true if the atmosphere in Madrid so far is anything to go by. Just round the corner from Plaza de España, where I spoke to Sarah and Nicole, more pilgrims are gathering in another square. Mexicans, French and Americans are all rubbing shoulders, with a French horn to keep them company. With pilgrims meeting here from over 130 countries, music seems to be playing a big part in overcoming the language barrier, as these schoolgirls from Lyon in France demonstrate. Guy Hedgecoe, Deutsche Welle Radio, Madrid.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.